It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome. Dr. Paul Smolin here, broadcasting from Studio 1E. That's first child's bedroom, east side of the house. Thanks for joining me today. I developed PEDcasts to help parents navigate a myriad of parenting topics ranging from infancy to graduation. In these PEDcasts, I express general observations and opinions that I developed over a generation of pediatric practice and parenting. I am not providing medical judgments or advice. By listening to my PEDcast, you're agreeing to the terms and conditions listed on my website, docsmo.com. Let's talk kids with today's topic. Welcome to another episode of docsmo.com. Now, today's episode is specifically geared for a health problem of little girls. My pee-pee hurts, Mommy. So, dads, you guys get out of the room. This is between moms and their daughters. This hurt and pee-pee stuff, what do doctors call that? They call that dysuria, hurting urine. And what should you do when your daughter comes and complains? Well, you probably shouldn't immediately assume that your daughter has a bacterial urinary tract infection. Not so fast. There are other conditions that give you the same symptom. So today's episode, we are going to discuss what is a urinary tract infection and what other conditions mimic the symptoms of a urinary tract infection. And I'm going to give you some simple, a simple maneuver to do when your daughter complains before bringing them to the doctor. Well, if you've been listening to docsmo.com very long, you know I like to take detours down what I call science lane. So we're going to do that right now, and we're going to learn a little bit more about what a urinary tract infection is, what doctors call UTIs. Now, to get an answer, we're going to need to do a little poop talk. School-age kids love to talk poop talk. If you want to make them laugh, just use the word poop in any sentence, and they will be really laughing at you. So, poop bacteria, the potpourri of bacteria that's in stool, comes in close proximity with the bladder on a regular basis. Let's face it, in girls, they're almost touching one another, and bacteria probably gets up in the bladder on a regular basis. So why doesn't every girl get a urinary tract infection? They don't because they pee effectively, emptying their bladder about every 2 to 3 hours. So we're constantly washing any bacteria that we get into the bladder out. But what if the bladder doesn't completely empty? And after voiding, after peeing, there's still a little bit of urine in the bladder. This does happen, and that's when poop bacteria can set up shop, specifically on the lining cells of the wall of the bladder. That is where the infection occurs. Once the infection begins, it's really hard for your natural defenses to clear this kind of infection. So how does urine not leave the bladder? Well, there are two main reasons for this. One is called reflux. Normally, when the bladder contracts, it's a hollow organ, it empties completely all the urine forward, out of the body, into the toilet, and by the end of urination, there's no urine left. But what if during that process, some urine went backwards, actually went back up towards the kidneys? At the end of the bladder emptying sequence, there might still be some urine left in the bladder. And that's called genitourinary reflux or urinary reflux. It's a common condition in little girls. Another common condition is what's called dysfunctional voiding. If you're really constipated, your full colon, full of poop, is pushing on your bladder, and your bladder can't function properly. It can't completely empty. So again, at the end of the bladder emptying cycle, there's still some urine, and if there's any poop bacteria, it has a chance to grow, infect the lining of the bladder, and you got what we call a urinary tract infection. Think about it. Water that's stagnant anywhere grows something. Fungus, parasites, bacteria, but specifically in the body, it's usually bacteria. Normally, urine is a sterile body fluid. Now, once the bladder wall is infected with poop bacteria, you're just a heartbeat away from a kidney infection. This is serious stuff. There's a potential for scarring. There's often a high fever, and people get really sick sometimes when they have kidney infections. Now, the reason that poop bacteria are able to live in bladders and kidneys is that they are specifically adapted to an airless water environment, same as your gut. The germs that like to infect sinuses and ears and lungs, these are totally different kinds of germs. So let's review. The route of infection is ascending. It's poop bacteria that can get into the bladder, and if the bladder doesn't completely empty every few hours, there's the potential for a urinary infection. A bladder infection is an infection of the bladder wall, and this happens for two reasons. One is reflux, the other is dysfunctional voiding. So now we know what a urinary tract infection is. So let's get back to the question of what to do with little Janie when she comes and says, "Mommy, my pee-pee hurts." Well, she's probably not complaining of a urinary tract infection, it turns out. She's probably complaining of pain when urine crosses the skin of the labia, the skin on the bottom. This is really, really sensitive skin. I don't have to tell you moms. And she is hurting on the process of urine flowing across her labia. Now, there are a lot of things going on down on her bottom, and let's just review a few of them. I think probably the most important irritant to labia are soaps. Chemical soaps that get left on the labia after baths, especially bubble baths. That bath water can look pretty darn nasty when Janie gets out. And we got to make sure that we rinse her with clean water, get all the soap off. And we do not recommend bubble baths. And this is the reason that doctors hate bubble baths. Physical trauma, like scratching or straddle injuries, or even sand in your pants, can cause a lot of damage to the labia and cause a lot of irritation. And this is a common reason that little girls complain, "My pee-pee hurts." Now, little Janie's hands, they go a lot of places, and she might have strap or staff on her hand, and when she scratches, she can infect the labia of her bottom and create a skin infection, which can really hurt. And we do grow strep and staph in urine cultures sometime, and this is all on the outside of the body. It's not causing a bladder infection. And finally, all those perfumes and lovely little soaps that girls just can't wait to get, they can really do a number on your skin, including the dyes in toilet paper. Skin is a wonderful barrier to a very hostile world, but there are limits, and especially skin that is damp a lot. Its barrier is not as good as dry skin. So now you've learned what a urinary tract infection is, and you've also learned that most little girls who complain that their pee-pee hurts actually don't have a urinary infection. They have irritated labia. They have an irritated bottom. So before you come running to the doctor when Janie complains, my pee-pee hurts, Mommy, you need to try the following trick. I have found this very useful over the years, and it can save you a lot of trips to the doctor. When she complains, you tell Janie, "Well, Janie, you know exactly where it hurts. I'm going to put a little Vaseline on your finger, or we could use polysporin ointment. That's an antibiotic ointment in Vaseline. And I'm going to put just a little on your finger, and I want you to put it exactly where it hurts. Janie knows exactly where it hurts, and she knows what to do. If she's not sick, she doesn't have a fever, et cetera, et cetera, I want you to try that maneuver, putting the Vaseline or the Polysporin on Janie's finger and having her put it where it hurts 3 times in 1 day. If she stops complaining by the next day, case closed. Voila. She is cured. All she was talking about was irritation of her bottom. If she doesn't stop complaining, or certainly if she has a fever or has a history of urinary infections, real urinary tract infections, you definitely need to go to the pediatrician. This is not something you want to mess around with. But most of the time, this little simple trick works and saves you a visit to the doctor. Doc Smoo, I have a question from over the pond. What do you recommend parents do to keep their little girls' bottoms healthy? That is a fantastic question. Well, let's talk about that a second. I recommend that little girls wear mostly cotton underwear. Cotton breathes. It doesn't collect moisture up against the skin and macerate the skin. So cotton is good. I also recommend white, unscented toilet paper. There's no chemicals, there are no dyes, there are no perfumes in white, unscented toilet paper. I definitely recommend no bubble baths, like we talked about before. But really, all soap is irritating to the skin. And little girls, when they get out of that scuzzy bath water, they can have a lot of soap up against their labia. Rinse it off with clean water. Make sure all the soap is off of her skin. And avoid any products that have perfumes. Let's sum up what we've learned today. Dysuria, hurting pee-pee, is a symptom that can be caused by either a urinary tract infection, which is a bacterial ascending infection from poop bacteria into the bladder and kidney, serious infection, or can be caused by simple irritation of the labia from scratching or soap or chemical irritation. It turns out that most dysuria is actually caused by the irritated labia, not the more serious urinary tract infection. If your little Janie complains that her pee-pee hurts, before you run her to the doctor, try the simple trick that I mentioned, Vaseline or topical antibiotic ointment that Janie puts on her bottom a few times a day, 3 times a day, for 1 day to see if that solves her problem. If she stops complaining within a day, she was talking about an irritated bottom. If she doesn't, or if she's sick really in any way, a high fever or back pain or abdominal pain or vomiting, you definitely should not hesitate to take her to the doctor. A urinary tract infection is a serious infection. And don't forget those rules that I gave you for trying to keep Janie's bottom healthy. Cotton underwear, white unscented toilet paper, no bubble baths, rinsing after any kind of bath with soap, and no perfumes on the bottom. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me for this edition of DocSmo.com. You should be hearing new content on a weekly basis. Please tune in frequently. I love your comments. Please send them. This is Dr. Paul Smolin from beautiful Studio 1E, wishing your daughters easy curing to those days with hurting urine. Till next time. I want to thank the following people for their contributions to this podcast: Seth Jaffe for his creative editing, Sarah Smolin for her digital editing and photography, Wendy Smolin for her legal counsel, Ann Gesner for her content editing, and Ben Smolin, Jerome Moof, and Robert Beezer for producing this phenomenally beautiful music that you're listening to. Thanks, guys.